213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hier sur la Web Rock Station Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous, Mr. Marcus Gidel of Avatarium. Hi Marcus, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah man, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, this, times are extremely weird, as you know.
Okay.
And but we are okay, we are fine. You know, we're actually recording drums. Mm-hmm. With Avatarium, but our drummer, we started to record like this Sunday and do sound check and everything. And Monday we started to record some songs, and then yesterday he called me, was like, I don't feel well. And today he was like, I feel really bad. So we had to stop everything, of course, and I hope it's not the corona.
Okay.
But we don't know, so we had to stop everything, but he's, I hope it's okay.
Donc avec nous en direct, Mr. Marcus Gidel, donc le guitariste du groupe Avatarium. Donc vous l'avez compris, ils sont en studio en train d'enregistrer les parties de batterie, sauf qu'hier le batteur se sentait pas très bien, donc aujourd'hui c'est un peu une journée day off. En même temps, il en profite pour faire des interviews et en même temps pour être en direct avec nous ce soir. Marcus, the name of the Web Rock Station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you very much for accepting my interview request. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah,
it's my honor and my pleasure.
Yeah, too. Marcus, a live album is always a beautiful testimony for its fans.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's it's very we're very happy that we can release this album now, because especially in times like this, it's amazing that we actually have something recorded that is new. It was right before the outbreak of the COVID-19 that it was recorded. So that's amazing. And it's also that, and it's also that we managed to record a set that we in the band, everybody feel really good about, because it is like, you know, it is like a chapter in our life, you know, that is like, okay, this is where Avatarium is today and what we do. So I'm very happy about the release, I must say, even though these extremely weird times, you know, but we're very happy about it. Yeah.
Effectivement, cette année, grosse année, hein, vous le savez, pour tout le monde notamment, en termes surtout de travail à la maison, du fait du confinement, etc. Donc eux, au départ, ils avaient prévu une tournée cette année, hein, concernant pour soutenir l'album The Fire I Long For, notamment sorti l'an passé, donc 2019. Du coup, avec quand tout s'est arrêté, bah, ils ont décidé d'enregistrer un live juste à temps. Donc c'est ce qu'ils ont fait. Ils l'ont proposé en ligne depuis pour la somme de 10€, notamment. Il y a eu un lien juste déjà pour les fans dès le départ. Et finalement, cet album donc est signé sur le label Nuclear Blast et sortira donc après-demain le 4, et en même temps c'est un beau témoignage pour les fans, quoi. C'est vraiment ça, quoi. C'est un très très beau témoignage pour les fans. And in 2 days the live album will be available, an evening with Avatarium. Yes.
Yeah, it's in 2 days. I'm like, I don't even just came to think about it yesterday. I was like, wow, it's going to be released on Friday, because time flies.
Yes.
So, but it's, we're very happy about it. We're very proud about it. We hope a lot of people will listen to it and enjoy it. And you know, I think it's a very good testimony of what Avatarium, what we are about, because you can hear heavy songs, you can hear fast songs, slow songs, you can hear very emotional songs and you know, vibey and psychedelic songs, and you can hear like piano ballads, and you can hear extremely heavy stuff, and we also do some bluesy, you know, like 12-string acoustic things. There's a lot of different things going on.
Alors effectivement sur cela, eh ben on va y retrouver beaucoup de choses, notamment des titres assez rapides, des titres assez académiques, des titres plus ou moins cool, des balades, etc., de l'extrême, de l'acoustique, etc. Il y a beaucoup de choses dans cela, eh ben il y a beaucoup de variations, notamment c'est ça le Avatarium, il touche à beaucoup de choses, tout en toujours en restant assez vide, des fois parfois doom, assez lourd en tout cas. Ça c'est vraiment très important quoi. So I saw the Moon Horse version on YouTube. It's haunting.
Yeah.
Jenny's voice is literally transporting us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Yes.
I think she proves that she's really one of the best singers around right now the moment. That's like if you listen to it, and you can also see you can watch it on our YouTube. You go to the Avatarium YouTube channel, and there's some like three songs from the concert actually there on our YouTube. But if you want to see the whole concert as a movie, you can actually download it on avatarium.solidtango.com, avatarium.solidtango.com, and there you can get the whole live movie as well if you want to.
Ouais, effectivement, vous pouvez les, comme il le dit, hein, il vient de vous donner le lien notamment, et vous pouvez aller retrouver le titre, le live au complet, ou alors il y a trois titres qui sont disponibles notamment sur YouTube, c'est vous pouvez aller voir. And this live with the special lights mixing darkness and blue.
What did you say one more time? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
No, I said this live there is a special some special lights on stage, the lights mixing darkness and blue.
Yeah, so it's like light changes during the whole concert. So every song has its own kind of atmosphere. And the light guy was an excellent guy, you know, that we worked with. And the venues also, it's like a very old Stockholm venue in Stockholm that used to be like a jazz club. But it almost looks like a cathedral or like a church or something. But it used to be like a jazz. A hall for jazz concerts and you know, like rock in the 60s. But it's the concert is like the house is almost like 150 years old, so it's a very old house and it's very cool.
Effectivement que la voix de Jenny, elle nous transporte littéralement avec des lights très spéciales sur chaque titre, et notamment certains sont mixés comme ça dans le noir avec un beau bleu derrière, ça dépend des titres effectivement, et en même temps c'est aussi un voyage spirituel tout au long de ce live. C'est vraiment très beau, qui a été enregistré du côté de Stockholm notamment, dans un endroit plutôt une salle jazz, rock, concert, etc. En tout cas c'était un grand moment, c'était un très très beau moment, et ils l'ont fait, et donc ce live sortira donc après demain, et ça s'appelle An Evening with Avatarium. And the melancholy is quickly covered by an impressive riff, heavy, really heavy.
Yeah, there's some really heavy, heavy stuff going on, you know. We have some, you know, we love to blend, you know, the very soft, like acoustic and beautiful, like almost like 60s singer-songwriter things with extremely modern, heavy guitars and big drums, you know. That's the mix, you know, we get with Avatarium, and I think that's what we're all about.
Effectivement, c'est heavy, c'est très oppressif, notamment sur scène. Ouais, il y a un gros son de guitare comme ça qui vous met un peu la pression, qui vous donne une vibration assez oppressante. Hein. Et oui, c'est un peu le style du groupe, c'est ça, c'est comme ça qu'ils le sentent en tout cas. And Marcus, you have a culture of the riff, favoring atmospheres and power and very dark groove.
Yeah, excuse me one more time. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, I said you have a culture of the riff.
Yeah.
Atmospheres and power of very dark groove.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we like to blend the light and the shadow. That's what we, you know, that's also what Avatarium is about. And to me, I always was very interested in, you know, classical music and in jazz music and the dynamics. Because that's what some things that I missed with, you know, hard rock and metal. So I love when you can play something extremely soft and then you can burst out in a extremely heavy and aggressive things, you know. I love to blend light and shadow in music.
Effectivement, il aime bien comme ça des sons, notamment des ombres dans la musique à l'intérieur. C'est aussi un peu psyché, rock, 70s, 80s. Il y a tout, tout un tas d'arrangements, en tout cas, très spécial pour donner cette atmosphère très étrange. And the Marcus, the piano brings something, something special to weigh down your son of guitars.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting mix of sounds, you know, and to all of us in a band, I think it's a lot about bringing out emotions, you know, in music. And you know, a piano, if you treat a piano right, you know, it can be extremely emotional. And once again, if you blend it with heavy guitars, you find something unique and different, and something that, you know, appeals to us and makes us, you know, brings out emotions from us, so to speak.
Effectivement, que leur émotion, elle parle, notamment le piano, il ramène quelque chose. Il est en parallèle à la guitare, ça amène encore un son beaucoup plus grave encore, et ça tire la guitare vers encore une autre dimension, et c'est ça, c'est vraiment ça, quoi. And there is a lot of nostalgia in this live album. I think, is it the emotional side?
Yeah, maybe. No, it's, I guess, you know, it's important. Music has to be emotional to be interesting. Because that's why I'm like, that's one of the reasons I'm into music. Music always helped me through different phases, you know, dark or you know, difficult phases in my life. So music is really important. I think that's something that music can do that nothing else can do. You know, it can bring you can hear like a few notes and you start to bring out emotions, you know, that nothing else can do. You can't get that from anything else the same way as in music. So that's, yeah, that's really important.
Ouais, effectivement, ce live.
To express this. And
effectivement, ce live a un côté nostalgique, effectivement, puisque ça retrace un petit peu dans la setlisting concernant leur précédent album. Il y a un côté émotionnel, c'est ça qu'ils veulent donner aux fans. Et en même temps, je pense que c'est aussi la clôture d'un ancien chapitre pour un nouveau. Marcus, I said it's also maybe the end of the first chapter for a new of the band's history for a new one. I guess that there is some new ideas will come.
Yeah, I think that's very well put, because I think this is like the first chapter of Atarium, that this is kind of that this concert is shows, and now it's time for us to move on, and we're writing new songs, and we have a lot of new ideas where to go, and I think things will be more and more interesting, and I think we're on a good, you know, we found something that is good, that we really like, and that we will continue doing. You can hear a difference. Each album is like, you know, you can see we're like searching for something, we're traveling, you know. And I think on the last album we got the closest to where we want to be.
Effectivement, chaque album est un voyage, notamment, c'est toujours une fin de quelque chose. Le live témoigne, lui, la fin d'un chapitre pour un nouveau, je vous l'ai dit il y a quelques instants, notamment. Et ils sont effectivement en train de travailler sur un nouvel album avec des nouvelles idées, avec un nouveau voyage, une nouvelle dimension et encore beaucoup de choses à apporter. C'est ça, ce sont les thèmes favoris du groupe. Donc, en direct avec nous, Marcus Didel sur 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, sortira donc après-demain, le 4 décembre, An Evening with Avatarium. Voici le track listing. Le live démarra avec Voices, ensuite Rubicon, Into the Fire, Into the Storm, Laid Me Down, Avatarium, Shake That Demon, Pearls and Coffins, In My Time of Dying, Medusa Child, The Sky at the Bottom of the Sea, The Fire I Long For, Girl with the Raven Mask, Stars They Move, et pour finir en 14, le Moon Horse. Ça, c'est le live album, la setlist de dingue en tout cas. Marcus, I hope your fans will be able to see you in France next year.
Yeah, me too. I really, really hope we can come to France soon. The only thing I get from France right now is Bordeaux wines.
Ah, Bordeaux.
Which is a very good thing.
Okay.
but I would love to come to France and meet fans of Avatarium and drink the amazing French wine and, you know, meet the amazing people there. So yeah, I really hope so.
Ok, en tout cas, ouais, il espère, il croise les doigts pour venir voir les fans français notamment. Il aime aussi Bordeaux, hein, effectivement, pour la qualité du vin, etc. Il aime cette ville. En même temps, donc, on espère pour l'année prochaine, il pourra venir, enfin, le groupe pourra venir jouer. Marcus, please, just before the end, do you have a message for the audience tonight?
Yeah, you know, I know there's like extremely hard times now, and everybody's suffering, and I think one important thing is for all of us to really try to be as positive as we can. Now we move into the winter and we can't meet people and we can't socialize the way we want to, which is important for us people. So I really think everybody, we must try to be positive. I really try to be that, do the best we can, and, you know, call a friend, call your someone in your family or whatever, you know, and try to stay positive and listen to good music and, you know, do all these things that makes us humans, because we need it now, and hopefully soon this shitty thing will be over and yeah, we can go back to, you know, better times, you know.
Okay, on croise les doigts en tout cas. Marcus, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for this live interview tonight on 213 Rock. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure and yeah, my honor. Thank yeah, you so much.
Tout de suite, en musique, Avatarium, le live, notamment An Evening with Avatarium. Voici un extrait de Moonhorse Live 2020. C'est sur 213 Rock, c'est sur le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Yo.
Oh mother, horses on the moon, I saw them last night through the looking glass tube. One horse was red, the other was blue, running and rolling where the moonflower blew. Oh mother, are there tigers in the sea, tumbling and swimming like dolphins they breathe, happy and graceful at the bottom of the sea, playing like children, they look just like me. Casting their fire, eating the leaves. Through the window I saw them flying so free, but I am in here.